Let us start from Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Bein Meladnim Es Haraofin. Maika Ovid, Omar Rabba Barbachone, Omar Rabbi Yechenen, Hoche Beraofim, Chadoshim Askinon. We're speaking about Nura Ofim. Ibnei Shetzorich Lebotkon. Before you use them, you have to be boidik them if they'll be able to withstand the heat. And it could be, if he'll be malabin, these ra'ofim, they're going to split and burst, and it comes out, he was a tirche shaloi l'tzerech yomte. For Omri lo, and others say, Rabbi Yochanan had said, neshe tzorech l'chasma, that the first hesek, and we had mentioned yesterday, the Reish Yosef said it's speaking about, was already put into a kivshon, afal pikein. The first esek afterwards, the second lashon holds, is mechazik the ra'ofim. So therefore, it's l'chayot ha'shayla over the raise, and therefore he's not permitted to be malabin the ra'ofim for the first time. Tanan Hosom, we learned a mishnah in Chulin. Those are persons stepped over. I should over on ice. I should tell for the kaisel, or he went and threw it on a kaisel. I should retatz to behema, or a behema was reitzit the ice. Umefacheses b'shoaso me'is leis. So it gone through a very difficult matzav of being battered up. Merusak evorer. But it lived a mace last 24 hours. And we had learned yesterday, Rashi says, if it doesn't live 24 hours, we don't have a birr that it could live 24 hours, so there's a treifes of risik evorim, which it's treife, which it's a suffix deraise. Maybe it was risik evorim, and that we need a birr of 24 hours. It lived 24 hours, so we know klol, this tarfis of risik evorim did not apply by this oif, because it lived 24 hours. Omer Rabbeloza bar Yanai, Meshum Rabbeloza ben Antignus, Batzrich Abdike, but there's another shaila now. Einach anami, the tarfis of risik evorim did not apply, but could be that this trise made that the roif of the ribs of the oif got broken, or maybe the shedra got broken, the chuta shedra got broken, maybe other treifes occurred because of this drise, and therefore, and that we don't have a raya that would have lived for 24 hours, because a treife can live till 12 months. So Rabbi Loza ben Antigna says, if you shecht it, it's only kosher if you abide it later and see that there were no other treifes didn't come about through that she was a drusa. The Shagasaya wants to say that this din of Rabbi Loza ben Rabbi Yanai tzrich abdike is only a drabonu de kedin. And he explains as follows. Min ha-teire, you can shtel am chazoke. There's two inyonim. Chassam Sofer also mentions these two inyonim. If you have an oif, nothing happened to the oif. So we'll have a shaila, is this oif a treif or not a treif? Who knows? Was tutzach inside the oif? Maybe there's a hole in the lungs. Who knows? So the locha is we rely on roiv. Roiv behemis ain't a treifus. Roiv oifus ain't a treifus. We rely on roiv. After we have this birr of roiv that it's not treife, so now we assume that this oif is not treife. So now already it has a chazoke. That means if we were mevarer, we're playing a shaila. Let's say 12 o'clock. So it's like 12 o'clock, is this oif treife? So we say, Why should this oif be treife? Reif oifis are not treife. So some of this oif is not treife. This was 12 o'clock. So we established that this oif is not treife. 1 o'clock, this oif went into a very difficult matziv. It was a drusa. Now we'll clear, 24 hours later, did this oif become treife from this drusa, that she was a drusa, did she become treife? So Betzem the Chassam Sofer says in the Tshuva, Roiv you can't use anymore. Because that Roiv that we say, Roiv behemis einem treifes, Roiv oifes einem treifes, that's Roiv oifes which weren't drusas. You do not have a Roiv of drusas which are not treifes. So you lost your Roiv. Al-Koponim, but Al-Koponim, that I know, 12 o'clock. Before it became a drusa, it was not treif. That I know for sure, because treif was mabar, was not a treif for them. So now there's a new shaila. Did its status change? Now, 24 hours later, it went through a difficult matziv, did its status change? Now we have a din of chazoke. The halacha of chazoke tells us, if you do not know if a matziv changed, the din is ala halacha. You're permitted to say that it did not change. That is the din of chazoke. The din of chazoke is without a biru that there was a change, you merchuyev to assume, you're permitted to assume that the status didn't change. So memele, so als the din of chazoke, I can assume that it satisfied, just like before this Maise Drusa, the drive of the ribs were guns. I assume drive that the ribs were guns. After it became a Drusa, so I still have to assume it was guns if I don't know anything because I still on Chazoke. So the Shagasayi says, so mina Teure, you don't need Bedike. Could be still on Chazoke. No, mida Rabbono, listen, you shechted it. The ribs are in front of you. Yes, it happened. Something happened. It's possible that something happened. So midarabonon, they said, don't rely on chazoke. Be mevara. Could be mevara. So be mevara. So therefore, that's the chiyuv dikit. Therefore, the Shagasaya says, this member of Omar Abelazar Barayanai, Mishim Abelazar Benetignis, is a member of an Ameroi. That means the Mishnah did not say anything. The Mishnah says, after 24 hours, v'shachta k'sheira, v'shachta that it's kosher. The Mishnah didn't say, because the Mishnah speaks about minat Torah. And minat Torah, if you shachta that it's kosher, you can shut your eyes and eat it and don't have to look in the tzlois and the shedre. You can rely on chazok minat Torah. But this amemra of Amayroim, Omar Abelazar bar Yaneh, but listen, the Rabbonin didn't want that we should take such chances. So the Rabbonin says, it's Efshel Levruri, Kalechadiv to Levruri Mevarinen, Kibekim Allah Demusi, Kibi Mevarinen. So something happened, there's a mocking to be mistopic. Don't rely on Chazoke and be Boydek. So Tzrichim Dike. Now, Laloche, so, I mean, if a person isn't Boydek, he's not allowed to eat it. The Chazal, Umachayiv Dike. And you cannot rely on Chazoke. That is what Rabbi Elazar ben Etignis said. Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyah me Rabbi Zeire, mau leshachta biyontef. Now, we have this oif that was a drusa 24 hours ago, erev yontef, now it's yontef, we would like to shech this oif biyontef. Now, if we'll shech this, later we'll be boidik, it versteht sich, no shayla about it. But the shayla is, the etzim shchita, are we allowed to shech this oif? What's the shayla? Now, if we are chayish, if midarabono, we're not soymach on chazoke, so that's why we need bedike, so if it's not soymach on chazoke, so how am I allowed to shech the oif? Maybe it's a treife, so I'm a machalo yontev. That means the minute we say that I cannot rely on chazoke, so memele, so if you can't rely on chazok, is how you allowed to shecht. If it's a treife, it's a chilul yontev. If it's not a treife, it's not a chilul yontev. So if I have chazok behind me, oh, but boss, why do you have to think that it's a treife? It wasn't a treife, 25 hours ago, so why should be a treife now? But the minute we say that you need bedikin, so we say that you don't rely on chazok.
So Mamela, so the Shaila is, so maybe not allowed to Shechta. What is the Shaila? Ma'alo Shechta Biyontet. Mi Marzekin en Reyes Biyontet. Are we Marzek the Reyes Biyontet? Oiloi, or maybe not. Now let us see Rashi. Ma'alo Shechta Biyontet. Mi Chayshina Hoyel Utsriche Bedike. Since the halacha is, you need Bedike. So that means, you're not Soymech and Chazoke. Visyalit Boreyese, there was a reyese, something happened. There's a mokem lehistapik, maybe it did become a treife. We were matzrich bedike, we were not saymech an chazoke. Is mi marzikin reyese begavo, mishim chshash isa meloche beyonte. Now there's a chshash isa meloche beyonte. Dilme mishtakach treife, maybe it's a treife. Venimtse shoichta shalele tzoyrach. Is bishloimes, shar behemes, other behemes, afal gav de machmerinen, anafshin, ubatkinon. So Rashi says, no, so how could you ever shech the behemes? We always make bedikas. So Rashi says, afal gav de machmerinen, anafshin, ubatkinon, miusamchinen, arube. That means like that, that's arachumre. That means, beetzim and the behemes, there's a birur of roi. Reiv behemes einem treifes. We have a birur reiv. We're machmed that we make bedikis on some evorim pnimiyah. So that's our chumre. The machmerin and our nafshin, that's our chumre. But the behemah is a birur of reiv. This behemah is not treifa. The behemah is ksheira. So if this is a kosher behemah, so you're allowed to shech the kosher behemah in yontif. The reiv behemes einem treifes. But hochemai, here are we magzik areyes. Since we see the zachi of bedike, so memela it seems that we're magzik the reyes. We don't rely on chazake. Beyond it. Now, let us just see what Rashi is explaining over here. If you look at the Gemara is lochayra, there's an extra word over here. And that's what Rashi wants to explain, this extra word. Let us again see the Lashon HaGemara. Boy mine Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeir, ma'al lo shachta biyontev. Are you allowed to shachta din yontev? Mi marzakin en reyese biyontev. So the second yontev is, we're talking about, mi marzakin en reyese, le marzakin, what's the second biyontev? So Rashi says, biyontev kloima mishum choymer meloche biyontev. Could be als the choymer of meloche, that means, We're machma. That means it's maloche. Chayma maloche miyonte. That's when we're marzik reyesim. So let us explain the tzodei hashayla. So the shagasaya says two svaras. That what we see the zachi of bedike, and we don't rely on chazake. So really that doesn't mean too much because there's alomdes kalecha dikel avrurim mevarerinen. You have the chicken, the something happened, you could be mevarer, so don't rely on chazoka. That was the only thing. Chazal said, don't rely on chazoka if you could be mevarer. But over here, I can't be mevarer. I want to shecht it now. I have no way of knowing if this fame is a treif or not. So could be over here, so, I mean, could be that, you shecht it, finish. Why? Here, you rely on chazoka. There's no kalechi dikel levar mevarina. But efshel is a psadin of Of chayim malacha biyontiv, meine, of the chayim malacha biyontiv, it could be you have to be machmer. We don't rely on chazaka. The Chishagasai mentions another svara. If she's a fakerta svara, maybe a filu you don't rely on chazaka lagabi treifis, but could be al simchas yontiv. I mean, he has to have the yontiv. Al simchas yontiv they were meikel. Maybe you machmer al malachas yontiv. So that's the Shaila over here. But the Shagasai is saying not like Aran, but it's beautiful in the Gemara. That's what I'm saying over the Shagasai. That Be'emison, it's a Darabonim, the Kishaila. So it's only a Shaila in a Chash Darabonim. In a Torah, you could zicha be make up. With the Darabonim, could be your Machma. Omalei. So, Rabbi Yirmiya asked the Shaila from Rabbi Zeira. Omalei, so Rabbi Zeira answered him, Tanina, Mishnah. A melabnin es ra'ofin litzleis behem. Our Mishnah says, one is not permitted to be melabnin ra'ofin tiles of a roof, that you should be able to roast something on them, Vavina bo maika ovid, what's wrong with heating up tiles? Omarab Babachonar Babyechnan, Oche Barofim Kadoshi Maskini, Mishetzorich Lobotka. You have to be biting them first. Who knows? You might heat them up and they might split. And what'll be if they split? What'll be if they split? So Rashi says it doesn't seem it's a maloche, but it's he heated up it's a tirche shloi letzayrich yante. Is lachayre dachsech mir, the dimyan of the Gemara is as follows. What's the dimyan these two? Let us speak statistically. Ra'ofim, which new ra'ofim can't split. But let's speak statistically. What is the statistics from all new ra'ofim? How many split and how many don't split? Is mistama ra'iv don't split? Mistama ra'iv don't split. But it's a miyatamotzi. Let's say it's a miyatamotzi that do split. So mameila chazal wa chayish for this miyatamotzi, and you don't hear it up. There could be a split. And what'll be if it splits? It's also not a meloche. It's a tilcha shalei letzayrich. So dachsar mer, so he's being poishet the shayla from a kal b'chayim. Let's learn our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you're not allowed to be a melabin ra'ofim. Afilu it'll split is oichnesh kai meloche. It's only a tilcha, number one. And number two, in mistama you have a roiv that says that it won't split. Af al pike, Chazal came to Tirche beyond that Chazal said, I'm sorry, you have to be chayish for a miyatamotzi, and even though you have a roiv, and you're not allowed to be malabinit. So over here we're talking about, could be an iser deraisa, maleches yontek, yeshachting shalele tzerich yontek. That's speaking about a tirche, speaking about maleches. That's number one. Number two, we don't have a roiv over here. We only have a chazoke. We only have a chazoke she isra. I mean, roiv, it's not, this oif is not from the roiv oifes, which are not treifes. There's no roiv, there's only a chazoke. So memele, here we have tartile reyus. So see, shezicha bimachme. L'cheira, that's what he was poishetim. He told them, I learned a different shot in the Mishnah. I learned like the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. The second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is that the reason one is not permitted, the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is that the reason one is not permitted to be malabinit is because he's mechaziket. So memela, so it's, so you don't have any right at all from the Mishnah that we're chayish such shoshes. So we can't be patient. Zokt the Gemara weiter. What does Rashi say? Mipnei shetzorich lebotkem v'chayshinon dil mepoki. Al me machzikin en reyese mishem chayim el yontev. You see the chayim el yontev. Shloi lelabno. She says, no, b'nei shetzorich l'chasvam, lo'y mishum chash pekiye, ala devadai mashvi le'imon nebesek, zeh, he's making it for a keli, and therefore, this is us. Tanya, echod meivi esa u, ve'echod meivi esa eitze, paraisa. One person brought the fire, the other person brought the fuel. The echot seifes as a third person put a empty kedeiro on top of it. The echot maybe as a mayim. Now another person went and poured some water in the pot. The echot naisen b'seichi tavla, and another person put tavlin. Adarach is a gil sabosa. The echot megis, and another person goes and mixes it up. Kulon chayom, so they're all chayim. Like the Gemara Vasanya Achen Chayv, learned another Baraisa that only the last one is Chayv, Vikulam Pturim. So the Gemara says, Leikasha, Hoda Aisi Oir Meikore, if the fire was brought first, and all these pulas were done after there was a fire underneath it, so then all are Chayv. Hoda Aisi Oir Lepsaif, but if the fire was brought at the end, so all these people who did all these things, so nothing was done. They didn't do any malachas whatsoever. Someone brought Eitzim, there's no fire, there's someone put up a Gedeire, there's nothing. So then the Achen is doing everything. So then only the Achen is Chayiv. Let us see Rashi. Look for Rashi. Seif is as a Gedeire, someone put up a Gedeire, Moishiva, he put it up, Rekonis, an empty Gedeire, Al Ha'ul on the flame. Later we'll see what Malacha this is. Megis, what is a Taich Megis? Minayir Bekap, he's stirring it with a spoon, Shekirin Kumivre, that means stirring. Kulen Chayovim, everyone is Chayiv. Maybe it's a u, mishum mavir es a gecheles, he's a mavir. Why is he a mavir? Tachshuhu meilicho, he mislabno beruach. When he's carrying it, so it starts being mislabno, the fire gets bigger, meruach. Meruach alichosoi. It seems he's walking fast. If he would be walking slow, I don't know if he'll be mislabno. Al kaponim, whatever it is, to his walking is mislabne meruach alichose. Now, I had a shikol ha'ora on this Rashi. Is l'chayr? Is this a malacha tzricha legufe? I mean, he just wanted to deliver to train. He wanted to bring the ur over here. That's what he wanted to do. I don't know if he had any intentions of enhancing the flames of the gacheles. Now Rashi says that's a metzias by walking. It seems the walking, the chshum b'elicha, he mislabno miruach alichosa. So I don't know if this is called a malacha tzricha legufa, since he didn't want it. Let's go for it. Umevi es ha'eitzim lo'u, the one who brought the eitzim, mishum mavir. So he's kindling the eitzim. Seif es kedere, the one who puts on the empty kedere, lakami meforish me'ovet, later we'll say what he's doing. Noisin mayim v'tavlon umegis mishum mevashel. So they're all chai v'altz mevashel, sh'af hu av meloche. Now, to be honest, Moira, this is a very shvera loshen and Rashi. I mean, Rashi saying that the hitas loshna Rashi is noisemayin v'tavon omegis mishum mevashul. So l'chayor achayim altz mevashul. Sha'af hu av meloche. So the hitas loshna Rashi would be saying that the mevashul is also an av meloche. Good morning. I mean, I don't know that mevashul is av meloche. Rashi wants to say that the chiddush is even though it says in the Mishnah Oifim, mevashul is also an av meloche. No, that's a psalmistical doichik. The Rashbe, when he says a similar lashon to Rashi, the Rashbe says that umegis is chayiv, sha'af hu, since it's a kiruv bishul, so it's a mevashul. Sha'af hu mevashul. Megis is a chiddush. That means you have everything on the flame already, and it's, and he's mixing it, that's af hu mevashul. That's good. But the lashon Rashi is unclear. Now I had a shtikel ha'ore, and Baruch Hashem, I found the G'dayli Achoinim ask the ha'ore. We have over here that, let us be megashim, this barais over here. A person, there's a pot resting over a flame. Now a person goes and puts water in the pot, or the other one puts basar in the pot. That's the Loshna Levein Hanano, Panaisim Boso. So now it's cooking. Let's say it's cooking. Now, so he's Chayiv Alts Mevashel. He's Chayiv Alts Mevashel. He put something in Shabbos and it cooked in Shabbos. He's Chayiv Alts Mevashel. Now it says the Megis is also Chayiv Alts Mevashel. Now the Shaila is, when was he Megis? Now, if he was Megis, after it was cooked already, so the first one was Chayiv already, the first one cooked it, it's cooked. Now, the second one is Megis, so he's Chayiv Alts Mevashel, it's cooked already, so why, how is he Chayiv Alts Mevashel? So, there's a Shittas HaKolboy that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yud Ches, that the Kolboy holds that by the Chiyav Agos is, I feel it's Nizbashel Kol Tzolchoy, If a person is megish, he's a mavashal min ha-toyre. I ain't bishal acha bishal, what is he doing? A good kashe, but that's what the kolbei holds. Bachsma once said a raya from Rashi in Shabbos Rashi, also holds like the kolbei. So if you hold like the kolbei, so it's very good. So it comes out like this, that those who put in, those who put in the basar and the mayim, they chayav al mevashel, and when it got cooked, they put it in, and it got cooked in Shabbos, they chayav al mevashel. And the person who was magus after the bishul is also chayav al mevashel. This is a new bishul, a bishul after became a bishul. So each one is chayav al mevashel. If you don't say like the kolboy, you could also have a shtikal eitzeh, which is totally in the machlokes harishonim. The machlokes harishonim, if a person cooks something kemachal ben drasoy, which is shlish bishuloi, chatzi bishuloi, if a person cooks something kemachal ben drasoy, so that's klo, he's chayiv al mevashel. That's called cooked already. Lagabi, the chiyuv mevashel b'shabes, kemachal ben drasoy is called cooking. Fine. Now the shaila is, what will be if a person will cook it? Let's say a person put it on the flame, became machal ben drasoy, he took it off the flame. So he's a machal of Shabbos, he cooked it. Now a second person will take this pot, which is now off the flame, and put it back on the flame, and cook it that one that should cook more, should cook completely. So there's a machlokes harishonim. Other rishonim hold that the second one is also chayiv. That means cooking till machal ben drasoy, he has a teiras mevashel, and making it more than machal ben drasoy is also a mevashel. That means the first bishul is a bishul of making it edible, b'shas adchak, and the second bishul is making it taste better, and each one is a teiras bishul. And other rishonim hold, as soon as machal ben drasoy is finished, it's cooked already, you made it more, so it tastes better, but that's not called your cooking. After it became machal ben drasoy, it is cooked already and finished. Now, so according to the first shitas harishonim, that it shaykh to be mevashel after machal ben drasoy, so then also this b'raisa is very good. So the b'raisa, let's say, is speaking about that the first one, the one who put it on the flame, it became machal ben drasoy, it got cooked already, so he's chayiv, he was mevashel already. Now the other one goes and starts stirring it, and he's memayer the bishul, so he's creating now a new bishul through his hagosa, so memayle, so now he's in the cooking after machal ben drasoy, he's also called a mevashel. So memayle, he's also chayiv, so the magus is chayiv, and even though it's kaseid on the flame, but the magus was, he was memayer the bishul, so he's also, so he made now a Yisrain bishul, so he's also chayiv al mevashel. But if you hold, according to the Shittas HaRishonim, that after Machal ben Drasoy, it's not shaykh to cook anymore. So l'chayre, so then there's a shrekleche problem over here. How is it shaykh? So akochoch, the magus, had to be before it was Machal ben Drasoy. Because if it's Machal ben Drasoy, it's finished already, it's cooked. There's nothing more to talk about. So akochoch, he was magus before it was Machal ben Drasoy. So now let us understand what happened over here. The first person put the tafshil in the pot, so for practical purposes, it will take 20 minutes for it to get cooked. So fine. So if no one would chepper with the food in the pot, in 20 minutes it will be cooked. The second person comes after 10 minutes and he starts stirring it, and it got cooked now in 15 minutes. In 15 minutes it's cooked already. It's Memayel Bishula. He stirred it, got cooked in 15 minutes. Now, this Bishul, that it got cooked in 15 minutes, who was Mesavev this Bishul? The second one. That means, out the first one, it wouldn't be cooked yet. So the Bishul, the Meister that occurred, who made this Bishul? The second one made the Bishul. So fine. He's Chayav Al Mevashel. He made something get cooked in 5 minutes. He's chayiv al mevashel. But why is the first one chayiv? The bishul that occurred, that's not, no one would have done anything, it would have been mevushel in 20 minutes, but that didn't occur. I found the Afike Yom asked the Kasha, and he asks, with a moiradike tushtel. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, what is the din? if a person goes in his zoyrik achayfetz, or shus yochid, or shus arabim, and so if it falls into the shus arabim, he's chayv. He made zrike, he made an akire, they made an anoche, that means his zrike, is a zrike that made an anoche, he'd be chayv. What happens if someone is standing there in the Rishus HaRabin, and before the Chayvitz falls, he catches it? So what's the din? So the din is that both of them are potter. He made an Akira, he didn't make a Hanoche, because Lebaise, Mitzad Mai Maise, it wasn't Hanoche. You know who made the Hanoche? The second person made the Hanoche. So I made the Akira, he made the Hanoche, it's Naim Shosu, both of them are potter. In the case of this Baraisa over here, this Baraisa, that means he put it up. If Yenna wouldn't have stirred the pot, it would have been cooked through me in 20 minutes. But that didn't occur. It got cooked in 15 minutes because of Yenna's agosa. So good. So Itainis Yenna should be chayiv taka. Yenna made a maisa bishul taka. Yenna took something which was not mebushul, and he stirred it and he made it mebushul. The magus, he understands is chayiv al mebushul. But he doesn't understand why the noisin as a boss of as a maim, why he's chayiv al mebushul. So the maisa, he blives by a tzorchion. So I found that the glital also asks the kashim. Well, kaponim, it's a ha'ore. But l'cher, the ha'ore is only if you don't hold like the kolboy, you don't hold like the rishonim, that's the past bishul after machl ben drusoy. Because like this, you have a poshetaitse. Estamazai, I'd like to mention one ha'ore before we go further in this baraise. The loshen of the Rabbeinu Chananel struck me. When the Rabbeinu Chananel explains this baraise, Rabbeinu Chananel, on the second line, when the lines start getting wide, Kulon, in the middle of the line, Shekulon osu maise. Hanoisen eitzim, Vishum madlik, the one who brought the eitzim, she's madlik. Fanoisen mayim, the one who put the water, Vishum mechamim. Fanoisen boso, Vishum mevashel. So each one is doing a maise. So it struck me, the lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel, when he speaks about water, Hanoisen Mayim Mishum Mechamein, Hanoisen Boso Mishum Mevash, L'chayre both are Mevash. What's this? Hanoisen Mayim Mishum Mechamein, Hanoisen Boso Mishum Mevash. So I thought this would be a Meridike Raya to the Eglei Tal. There's a different Eglei Tal. And I found the Eglei Tal brings, it says Ishtik Teire from a Loshon HaRambam, and the Rambam says, "Anoisin ma'im yichayim mishum mechamim, v'anoisin bosom mishum mevashim." The Rambam taka says the same lashon. So the Eglei Tal says a moiridike chiddush, a moiridike lomdus. The Eglei Tal says as follows: there's an inyan of bishul. What is the translation of bishul? Bishul is a process that transforms something that was raw and makes it cooked. You have a raw chicken, otus yen and tam, you cook it. It's something else. It's a machel. So that's melachas mevashel. Now, if this chicken will be hot or cold, whatever it is, but it's cooked, so then there's a musik to say in bishul acha bishul. That means now I'll go and warm it up again. So I'm not cooking it. It's cooked already. I'm warming it, but I'm not cooking it. It's mevushel in bishul acha bishul. That is by Mancholim. He says by water. The Eglei Tal says, by water, he says, not shaykh to cook water. Before it was raw, now it's cooked. He says, it's the same water. He says, by water, you know what you accomplish by water? You heat it up. A person enjoys hot water. A person enjoys chamim. So there, the meleches bishul is not the transformation from making something raw cooked. Meleches bishul is, I'm heating up a double that was tzayna. That is meleches bishul. And therefore he says, if it got cold again, and you'll heat it up again, so the zichem b'yesh bishul acha bishul. Because what you had accomplished with the first chimum became this battle, and now the second chimum will be a bishul diraisa. So Bemison, this is the lotion of the Chabein Hanano, Vanoisin Mayim Mishum Mechamim. Let us go further. The Aisi Ulmi Kore, Kulu of the Maise Kedefrishis. So if the person brought the Kahelas first, so all the others that did his consecutive pulas, they're all doing malachis. The Aisi Ulibsoi, Iyu Hudaova, so he's the one that's doing everything. Vahanach loy of the midi, all the others did not do anything. Now, that's the beginning of the Barais. Now let's go back to the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, Bishloi Mekulu ka of the Maise. Elisaifis as a kadere, Maika of it. Everyone did it, it's either Mavir or Mevashel, but the person who put on the empty kadere, what did he do? Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokesh, Oche Bechdeira Chadoshaski. We're speaking about a new k'teire, u'mishun libun ra'ofim nogubo. So Poshet, what did Rish Lakish say? So before we'll see Rashi. So Poshet Rish Lakish is saying as follows, that he put on a k'teire which as yet did not have a hesek rishin. So putting it al ha'eish, that's mechazeket. So it's chayiv al smesak and monim, ake bepatish. So Memele, that's the Malach. Now, let us go a little further before we see Rashi. How does this come into our sugya? And the Loshen of Rav Shimon ben Lokish is modne. Hoche b'kteira chadosh haskina. She should have said, Mishum chisum. Mishum yichayev al tzmachase. Mishum libun ra'ofim nogubo. So the Shagasarya explains the Loshna of Rish Lakish, and with this he says, Pshat Narosh. Shagasarya says as follows. He says, many times we find in the Gemara, Tanine Loha de Tanu Rabon. What does that mean? Tanine Loha de Tanu Rabon means like this. We have a Baraisa that says, Zayin, Zayin, Zayin. So Mel Tanine Loha de Tanu Rabon means, I have a Mishneh. In the Mishnah, we can see a raya to the Baraisa. So you're bringing a raya to a halacha that says in the Baraisa from a Mishnah. So Memele, so Rish Lakish learned Pshat in the Baraisa, that it is speaking about a Kedera Chadoshe, and there's an Isser of Chisum, there's an Isser of Tikkun Moneh, even though, as we had mentioned from the Rosh Yosef, let us appreciate the Chiddush, even though it was put already into a kiln, into an oven, and it was baked already. Aval Pikein, the first Hesek is a Tikkun, is Mechazik, the Kedere. I mean, it's a Shtik Teire. We have to appreciate it. So, Reb Shimon ben Loki said, you know, I'll tell you Pshat in the Baraisis. You'll tell me, huh? That's a Tikkun. You need it. It's necessary. So he says, look in the Mishnah of Melabnim Rofim. It says, Ein Melabnim Rofim. And that is the reason for Ein Melabnim Rofim. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. He came in the different Pshat in the Mishnah. So from our Mishnah, you see that a Hesek Rishon has a Teiras Chisum, and it's called a Mesaken Mone. So the Halacha that says in the Mishnah, that's what the Baraisa is telling us. So the Shagis Aryeh, so it comes out from the Loshen of Rish Lakish, we see how Rish Lakish learned Pshat in the Mishnah. That means if he's bringing a Mishnah, so Memele, before we hear a Sufik, what Pshat in the Mishnah is it Al Chetzoich, Lebotkin Chetzoich, Lechosim, we hear a Sufik, but Rabbi Yochanan held. Now, if there would be such an Inyan of Tzorich Lebotka, there's such an Inyan, could be it's Chosman also, but could be there's such an Inyan of Tzorich Lebotka, that also is a Sibbe, to be Asa Libun Ra'ofen. If that would be true, so you can't bring a Mishnah to this Barais. You want to say Ishtik Teure, you want to say Pshat in the Barais, the Barais holds that the Hesek Rishon is called Achis. Very good. But you can't bring a Mishnah. You can't bring a Mishnah. Mishum libun ra'ofim nogubo. You can't bring a Mishnah. If there's an other pshat in the Mishnah, you can't bring a ray from the Mishnah. It's not a ray from the Mishnah. The Baha'i sounds like this is good. So, zet men doch von Reish Lokish, Reish Lokish, there's no other pshat in the Mishnah. That means there's no such thing, this whole thing of tzoich lebotkom, this chash of maybe you'll be mispaken, you have to be chayish, and then there'll be a tichy, you say, nish gestoigen, nish geflok, there's no such thing. So the only way you can learn pshat in the Mishnah is only al tzorich lechasman. So Memeli says, so pshat in this baraisa, that you're a chayiv and hanochas kedere reikonis al gabi eish, pshat is, it says in our Mishnah and chosma. So that's why the Gemara is bringing down this baraisa and the memra of Reish Lakish to show us that even though before we had a sophic to Lishoinis in Rabbi Yochanan, what the reason of the Mishnah is, but Reish Lakish said klal that the reason of the Mishnah is al tzorich lechasmon and not al tzorich lebotkan. And therefore the Rosh Paskins lahaloche like this Loshim. Now let us see Rashi, Bikdeira Chadoshin Askinon, Shenoisnim Oiso Reikonis Al Ha'oir L'chasmo. It's putting, that he put on a empty Kdeira on the flame to be Mechazike. Umishum Libum Ra'ofim Nogubo, Mishum Hachzeire Gufe, Shosra Rabim Ra'ofim Nogu Gambazu. Now, this Loshen of Gzeire is Shreklach. What is Rashi? Who's talking about Gzeire over here? We're speaking about Isuri D'Iraise. We're saying that there's an Isur D'Iraise L'Chayr of Chisum. I found Baruch Hashem to Rosh Yosef is Mo'ira. The Loshen of Gzeire is very schwer. I just thought maybe sometimes the Loshen Gzeire could be a Loshen of Tam. Reason. Zeire can sometimes mean a reason. So they dachsach mehr. So mishamach tam e gufe, she'osro, if Zeire means tam, so then if she'ot a sashtikol tam in Rashi. Rashi means mishamach Zeire gufe, this because of this tam, she'osro labm rofim, lo gugam bezu, just like you're not allowed to the same reason, you're not allowed to be malabin rofim, you're not allowed to be Meisim Akdeira Chadosho Al Gabi Ho'u. Let us see the top Taisvis. Oche Bikdeira Chadosho Askino. Mishum Libun Ra'ofim Nogubo. And the reason is als Libun Ra'ofim. V'yesh Nisorim Shle Levashel Betchilo Bikdeira Chadosho. So we see from this Baraisa that one is not permitted to put on a empty kedera al ha'ul for the first time if it's a kedera chadosha, because it's a tikkun b'ale yibig mechazik the kedera. So others asked to use a new pot in yomtiv, cooking it the first time. So Taisa says v'loihi tohoch mikedera rekonis. We're speaking about an empty kteire, and you're exposing it to the flame. Do shayich bo libun ra'ofim she'soifsim kaidim she'meivi amayim. The argument is speaking about you're putting it before there's water in it, and the direct exposure to the flame without anything else that is mechazik it. Avok she'mevashlim bo amachah, but when you cook in that pot, you don't cook and you don't put up an empty pot and then leave it there 5 minutes, and then you start putting in the ingredients. When you start cooking in Yontav, you put in a pot full with ingredients. So Taisus is saying a yesod that a bishul b'kteira chadoshe in no way is mechazik the pot. Dafka a libun b'kteira chadoshe is mechazik the pot. The Rosh is chaylik on Taisvus, and the Rosh says, b'metzias we see, we have no musik what their pots were like, but the Rosh says, b'metzias we see that the kozman, you don't cook once on this pot, the water seeps through the walls and it sweats and it doesn't hold the water. And the first bishul is mechazik the pot. That's what the Rosh says. So he's chayla kantaisis. Yeah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tano Rabbonu. Tano v'kirayim chadoshim. Harei hein kechol akelim anitnum b'chotza. Tano v'kirayim chadoshim. Harei kechol akelim anitnum b'chotza. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says chadoshim v'kol shkein yishonim. Hareyin kechol akeilam hanitlim b'shabes b'chotzer, d'chosel l'meisev b'gabayu midi. Now, let's try to understand what Rashi is saying over here. Dachsech mir pshat m'Rashi is, I saw the Taisvus Rit says pshat m'des b'raisev. I have a big difficulty on the Taisvus Rit, but before this, but Dachsech mir Rashi seemed to learn something like this. This Baraisa is speaking about a Tano Chodosh. What does that mean? A Tano which was as yet never used. They never baked with it. So the Taisvus Rit says one cannot use halachically a Tano Chodosh in Yontif because the Lashon of the Taisvus Rit is Taisvus Rit says, "Afal pi sha'osa lahasika." You can't, you're not permitted to heat up a new tano mivnei shetzorich lachasmon, because you have to be bechaziket. We'll see soon exactly what this means. So you have here, but let's just the sha'osa lahasika. So you have here a tano in yontet like this. Normally a tano is a klisha malachta leheter in yontif. So it's no shaila. Here we have a tano chodosh. Now this tano chodosh, the Taisus Rit says, you're not permitted to heat it up in yontif. So you have a tano without any use. So there's a mokim to say that it's mukzeh. It's not a keli. What can you, a tano is aimed to cook with, to bake with. You can't cook and bake with it. It's a tano chodosh. So it's mukzeh. So the Baraisa says, that's the first half of the Baraisa. Tano v'keraim chadoshim, arein kechol hakelem anitlum b'chotzer. So Rashi says, arein kechol hakelem anitlum b'shabes b'chotzer. I mean, just like all kelem, you want is permitted to be metaltal in Shabbos. The chozel l'meisa v'gavayu midi. That means you could use it for a different purpose. The Taisus Rit says you could put peiris in it. You could put peiris into this tano. Somehow it has another use. So if you're clearing a shayla, if it's mukzeh, if it's not mukzeh, is it mukzeh or not mukzeh? So since it has some sort of a different usage, you could, the chosel meisev begavai midi, you can put something in it, so it's not mukzeh. Finished. Now, but, nice telling you, so it's not mukzeh, but now let me tell you what you're not permitted to do with it. Aval ein sochin oisam shemen, mein toshin oisam bematalis. But this you're not allowed to do in Yontif. You're not allowed to smear it with shemen. You're not allowed to rub it with ashmate. And you're not allowed, if you heated it, you're not allowed to pour cold water on it. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ein sochen oisam b'shemen." Achlikon, to smooth it, latzachzachon, to make it shine. Toshin, shofin, or to rub it. Ein mafigin oisa la'acha ha'seikon. Ein mafigin ha'seikon b'tzoynon l'chasma. You cannot pour cold water on it after you heated it up. Shemiskashin le'dei ha'tzoynon. V'kulo mishum de misakin mon. Ve'im b'shvil lefais arei zemuta. Ve'im la'figo b'shvil lefais. But if the reason you are pouring water on it is because you want to bake with it, you heated it up, and you want to bake with it now, but it is too hot, it got too hot, shehusku arbe, v'choyshe sheloi tesoref ha'pas. You're afraid that the pas might burn. That means we don't have a musig. By us, if the oven got too hot, we turned down the thermostat. By them, they didn't have such a convenience. So if the oven got too hot, you poured cold water over the oven, so you cooled off the oven a little. That's how they used to do it. So it says over here, you're not permitted to pour water on this new tannur in order to be mechazik it, but you're permitted to pour water on this new tannur if you want to diminish the heat, even though we'll see you're being mechazim it also, but this is permissible. So now, I don't understand the Taisus Rit. The Taisus Rit said, that Taisus Rit says the chiddush that it's not mukze afal pi she'osa lahasikon. You're not allowed to be masiket mipnei she'tzorich lachasmon goy lishtamish bem lachnis besoichon peiros. That's the lashon of the Taisus Rit. So I don't understand. I mean, the Baraisa Gufa says you're allowed to be masiket. Forget it. It just says you're not allowed to pour cold water on it afterwards to be mechazik it. But you're allowed to even put cold, if you're on a bacon and it got too hot, you're allowed to put, so you're allowed to bake in it. The Baraisa says you're allowed to bake in it. So then I don't understand what the Chiddush is, that Nitlam b'Shabbos. That's Nitl b'Yontev. It's the Chiddush, the first half was that a Tana Chodesh is Nitl. What's the Chiddush? Why not? It's a Tana you're permitted to, it's a Tana you can bake with. If you can bake with it, Vashtaitza, that it's Nitl. So I don't understand Klo, that a Taisus Rit says Pshat. There's Be'etzim another problem over here. There's a problem, I mean, from here it seems Klo, you could bake in it. Now this is a Tana Chodesh, so why in your faith it might Pucky, it might split, just like by the often we were afraid. The Gemara should have brought a raya from this baraisa that you're not afraid. This is the ora I found that Slach asks. Let us see Taisvis. Now let's skip the second Taisvis, because we learned the Gemara on the second Taisvis. The third Taisvis. Ve'ein mefigin oisan bitzoino, kedei lachasmo, v'mishvil lefeis arei zemut. So here it says, but if, it says, that you're not permitted to pour cold water on it if your intent is to be mechazik the tana. But, if your intent is l'tzeire chafiyis, you're allowed to, even though you're going to be mechazik the tana. The omalel osa lachasmon, before it said, by ra'ofim, you're not allowed to heat them up because you mechasim them. So there we said, even though his intent was an intent of Seirich Eichel Nefesh, he wants to roast something on these Re'ofim. Af al pi came, since when through the Libun of these Re'ofim, he's being mechazik the, since through the libum of these ra'ofim, he's been mechazik the ra'ofim, so we learned he's not allowed to be malabin it. So the same thing over here, he wants to cool down the tano, he wants to diminish the tano, abo lemaise, he's being mechazik the tano. Say bazoi, so how are you allowed to do? What is this different than ra'ofim? V'yeshloimer deshani bein ra'ofim letano. The Tana Kivin Shu Oisai De Mashkin Shani De Einoi Vadai Chosma. So Taisvis says as follows. Let me just mention a Rosh over here, and then we'll come back to Taisvis. The Rosh asks, how are you allowed to heat up the Tano? How are you allowed to heat up the Tano? The heating alone is being mechazik the Tano. And it's mechasimit. That's the Rosh's kasha. So the Rosh explains that only by Ra'ofim the heating was mechazikit. By Atano, the heating alone is not mechazimit. The chisum, the chiza comes about, first you heat it up, and then you pour cold water on it, and that is mechazim Atano. Ra'ofim is a different say that. Ra'ofim, the leaven alone is mechazik, And by a tanur, you need a combination of heating and afterwards quickly cooling. Period. So that's our sugi. You're not allowed to pour cold water on it because kadei lechasmo, to be mechazik. If you're pouring the cold water for a different intention, even though it is mechazik, it's permissible. So Taisvus says, what is this different than the chisum of ra'ofet? So Taisvus answers, that is a difference between the chisam of Ra'ofim and the chisam of Atano, even Shuoisei, de mashkeshani de einoi vadai chosma. I think Pshat and Taisvus is that this pa'ula of pouring cold water on a hatano is not 100% sure that it'll make a chisam. When you malabin ra'ofin, that makes a chisam, period. That's it. There's no shall about it. So it doesn't matter what your intentions are. I mean, malabin it to roast a steak on it, but l'mais is being mechazikit. Subsecration the nichalei. So memela, so it's also, you're not allowed to be malabin ra'ofin chadoshim. Masha ain came, atano chadosh. So if you're pouring cold water on it with an intent to be mechazimit, so you mechavim to be mechasimit. So if it was mechasimit, so you did have a loch in Shabbos. So therefore you're not allowed to pour water with an intent to be mechasimit. But if your whole intent of pouring water is because you want to diminish the heat in the oven, the tano, so bechlal you're not mechavim to be mechasimit. And it's not a psikreisha, Taisva says, because the einai vadai choisman. It's not a psikreisha. So it's a dover sheni miskaven. That's lechayr. The lumbus, I think that's pshat in Taisva. So dover sheni miskaven is mutter. That's why, so if you mechavel lechisim, so you mechavel. So it's bitter. If you're not mechavel, so it's a dover, you're mechavel lechis, and lemais it could be you'll become niskasim. So memelet, so it's a dover sheni miskaven is mutter. I think that is Pshat and Taisvus. Zok de Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabonu. Moilgin es horoish ve es horaglai. One is permitted to pour hot water, or to pour boiling water, scalding water. Speaking about horoish of a gdi, it seems, and you want to remove the hairs of the gdi. So you're allowed to, so you put in scalding water, so that makes it easier to remove the hairs. Milgin es harosh, ve'eser aglayim, u'mahavavin oisam bur, and then you can pass them through a fire, and also helps to remove the hairs. Avol, in teiflan oisam b'charosis, v'lei ba'adoma v'lei besid. But there's another oifin you can remove the hairs. It was different types of ointments, let's say, or other types of things that you were able to smear over the skin, which also remove the hairs. But that you're not allowed to do. That looks like ibud oiris. That's not a yontiv deke pu'ule. So this is also, it looks like ibud oiris. Vein gois is in oisom b'misporayim, and you cannot cut it off with shears. Also, because then it looks that you want the hair, using a tool which is used for the intent of using the hair, so it looks like you want the hair, so Mamela, that's also no hetrenyon. Ben goizizin es hayerik betas poire shaloi. Now also, sometimes there was a certain type of a shears they used to cut yerokis from the ground. And you're holding, so that now, onyant, you're not allowed to do that, ktsir is also. So you're not allowed to use these shears and shears and cut off the alim, the kemushim, the not good alim, because if a person sees you near a yerek with these shears, so he's choshed you that you cut it off in yontet. So you're not allowed to use these shears. Let us see Rashi the while. So Rashi moilgin bereischen, ein teufel neusan besid lahosir s'aram, the tanners used to use this process, so it doesn't look like you're doing it l'tzeich yomtev. It looks like you're doing it l'tzeich ibud ha'oil. When guys is in oisam v'misparayim, the merzi looks k'tzorich l'seir. You need the seir. ואין גויזזין הירק התולף, שיש בעירו שאולים נרכובים לכמושים, that the tops of the leaves are not fresh, and goes noise in taspeiris shaloi, she goes in bomina mechuba, you can't use the taspeiris, which is used to cut it when it's still mechuba, the man, the chozi, sova, she locked them hayoim, a person who'll see this, will think that you picked it today. Let us see Taisvis, moilgen horosh vehoraglayim. I will call Gufay Shal Gdi Osa, but to take off the hairs of the Hogdi is Osa, Hoyul V'yochel Behefshit Hakalo Lasis Tvei. The whole goof, you could easily get rid of the hairs by skinning it. So therefore, this is Osa. I think other Rishonim ask, so by the Russian blind can also skin it. It would seem that this is difficult to skin. There were matter malige. It seems the rest of the body behefshit hakalo. I see the rest of the body. It's much easier to skin. Now let us go further in the baraisa. Avol mesaknin esakundes vesoach biyos. One is permitted to prepare in yontev. Kundis va'achbiyus. Let us see Rashi. Kundis va'achbiyus, mini yorokisim, shiyesh toireyach b'tikuno. That means in order to prepare them, to make them edible, there's a lot of work to do. Hafal pikein, that chazal wamata. You're making a machel for yontif. Even though it involves a lot of work, that's muta. That's muta. Umasikin va'oifin bepulni umechamin chamin ba'antichi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Epulni hein tanurim shalonu." These are similar to our tanurim, hagdolim, the large tanurim. Upiem betzidom, the small tanurim was piem lemaila. Here it's piem mitzidom. You open up on the side. So what is the chiddush? You're allowed to use a large tana in yontif. And the chiddush is, that means if you're using a large tana, so it involves much more tirche to heat it up, etc. So if he has a lot of company, so he's permitted in yontif to use a tana. And the chiddush is, by antichi also is a very large urn. Also the same chiddush, that if you have a lot of, there's a need for a lot of hot water, you're allowed to put up the urn. So also it's a big tirchim. Vein oifin bepulni chadoshe shema tipoches. So what does that mean? But you're not allowed to bake for the first time in Yontiv and Apulni Chadoshe, Shema Tifoches, Al Yedei Shechadoshe, since this is a new Pulni, so come sometimes, so things start falling off. You start heating it, again, things go wrong. V'nimtze Tereyach Sheloi Letzoyrech. So here the Rishonim ask, so this is like, so you have to, so new one you're not allowed to use. You have to eat it up first and see if things are good. This, if you're going to use a new one in Yontif, she might eat it up, and then the plaster, other things might start falling down, so the whole thing was a teirech shloi letzeirech. So lechayre, this halacha rings a bell to the first Loshen Rabbi Yochanan, that you're not allowed to heat up ra'ofim mimnei she'tzoich lebotkam. Also, maybe it's going to split. So we see, these two dinim are similar. So the Rishonim say that the percentage of tipoches by Pulni was a very large percentage. This is very shriya. So that Yizicha not allowed to do in Yontif Shema tipoches. Ra'ofim, we mentioned, was a smaller percentage. So there could be in Abchayish, Yisrael Mechamroi. Let us see Taisvis. Vein oifin bepulni chadoshe shema tipoches.
Before we had, you're allowed to take a tanna chodesh and heat up a tanna chodesh. You're allowed to pour cold water on it. So you see, you're allowed to use a tanna chodesh. Not afraid of shemati pochis. V'yishloim adahoch yishani bepuni shul godel v'yishlochosh yoysa shemati pochis. So this shash of a chadoshe is more applicable by a puni than by a tanna. Tanu rabono ein neufchen b'mapuach. When it's not permitted, Mestama, they used to use bellows in those days to make the fire larger. So you're not allowed to use a mapuach. Abul neufrim bishveiferes. But you're allowed to use a shveiferes. Let us see Rashi. Ein neufrim bimapuach. The merzik umin oisem eloch. This looks like a professional. Not yontivdik. Yeah, but a shveiferes is a type of, it was a hollow, like a straw. It was bigger than a straw, but you blew through it, and that's how you added the air to the flame. What does Taisu say? In neifchem b'mapuach perishay, midamay maflig bein mapuach shel umnim bein mapuach shel balabai. No, there's different types of mapuchim. There's a professional mapuach, and then there's a aviv alaboser tapuach. Ki heichid the maflik b'shalum and bein mapuach l'shveiferes. That means that they said the shveiferes was also shalumen. The shveiferes was shalumen. So mapuach shalumen is osa, shveiferes shalumen is muta. Mashme, but that's the only head, only a shveiferes shalumen is muta. But mapuach shabala bais bais, this is also mashme de chol hamapuchim asurim or mapuchim is also afilu shabala bais nami. Is therefore v'yesh lizoyer shlel napeach by cloud. So therefore, should never use hamapuach. Mi oelim nogu by heta aydei lahofchoy melamaylo lamato. They made a psashinoi in the oifan hashimush. And their maker, it seems, by Mapuach Shabalabos. For Oimer, Moiri, Verebi, Ravra, Peretz, Nishmosi, Eidim, the Yeshlitchois, Ma Shepirashti, Midoloi Mafli. The Shema, Hoadifolo. He says, could be your whole Raya is not a Raya. You're bringing a Raya. Why didn't the Baraisa tell us a Chiddush? Why didn't the Baraisa tell us a Chiddush that Europe, the Mapuach Shabalabais is Muti? What's also a bigger Chiddush? That a kli shalumen is mutas. He wants to tell us a shveferes shalumen is mutas. So, shveferes shalumen is mutas, avad gibis, a mapuach shabalabais. Let us finish the baraisa, ve'ein mesaknin es ha-shpud, ve'ein mechadin in oisoy. If the point of the shpud broke off, you're not allowed to be mesakne, you're not allowed to sharpen it. Let us see, Rashi, ve'ein mesaknin es ha-shpud, udoloike rabbi Yehuda, that holds machshiri echol nefesh, udoiche yomchit. Inami benirza me'erev yontif, maybe it broke erev yontif with divrei hakol, and everyone knows machshirei nefesh that there's efshel l'sakna me'erev yontif and how to do in yontif. Zog tegemora weiter, honor abonon e mefatsin es akon et litzles boi malir. You're not allowed to take a reed and split it in half, and you use this as a type of a keli to hold up the, you want to broil fish on it, so you don't want the fish to, should be laying on the grill of metal, then it'll burn. So you elevated the fish, rested on this corner, so this corner is now becoming some sort of a pan, and so therefore it is also, it's called a tikkun mona. Ava mefatsin ese egeis b'matalis, but you're permitted to bang open walnuts, the metalis with a type of a baguette. Some you're banging over the baguette. And you don't have to be chayish that the baguette might tear. Zot Rashi, a mefatsina sakon, losis kum yosef tachas amaliach ala askale, shoisekli is making a keli, the cholmidi. The Ovid Lishtamish boy, everything a person does, let's say, Shimish have a tikkun keli.
Vein choishishin shemba tikora. We don't have to be afraid that this beged might tear. Afilu nikras leich beslon, afilu tezech lishkefela. Vein ze kereo menas litfer. That means, Rash really means it's a mekalko. That means, if you're tearing it, it's a mekalko. Is kan sheila ben, as a mekalko is a darabonon. So lechera, I thought it's a sofik who says it's going to tear. So it's a sofik, maybe it's a sofik in my tear, so it's a sofik darabon. That's what I thought. I saw the Bichas Avrom brings down Shitas Rashi in Shitas Rashi in Mesech Teshabes Tavkuf Membor, that Rashi holds a mekalkul, the tzeirich, a filo tzeirich achila in Shabbos is mutter. So Memele, so could be Rashi is going to Shitose. Let us see Rabbi Kevege and Gilyan Ashas, koshali. Rabbi Kevege asks his kash, a mikobakam osami da rabona. A mailikos of Rashi kipshute, da kaimulon kerapshimin, the dova shem is carbon mutter, is a machaven to tear the metallus. Upsikrei sheloi havi, da virak shashemoti kora. So Memele, the heifer is also dova shem is carbon. So the Sharatzin wants to emphasize, because Vegas Kashi wants to say, Rashi wanted to say that it's going to fill according to Rav Yehuda, that also Dovashin Miskaben is also, Afal Pikain, it is Mutter over here, since he's a Mekalkul.